Hi everyone. Today is our last devotional in the book of 1 John, and so we'll be reading 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 21. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that he hears us in whatever we ask. We know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. So John kind of closes out his book here with kind of like a mind dump of everything. And he's been talking about, plus some other things that he didn't really reference before. He talks about like the confidence that we can have in our salvation. He talks about prayer, actually, that we can go to God and that he hears us. He talks about keeping others from sin, right? Helping to bring restoration for other people. He talks about fighting against idolatry. And he also talks about wanting his readers to have eternal life. That's kind of at the beginning of this passage, actually, and at the end as well. And I want to focus on that part, this eternal life that we have. In verse 13, it's like, you know, kind of the summary statement, right, from John, where he's like, I write these things to you. So he's saying, I'm writing all of this, maybe, who believe. I'm writing to all of you who believe in Jesus and the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may know that you have eternal life. The one thing that I just want to point out here is that have here, may know that you have eternal life, have is in the present tense. I think we often think of eternal life as in like something we receive in the future, but the Bible doesn't really look at it like this. It's something they have, as in like presently have already. And John, in writing this book, he wants his audience, he wants us to know that if you believe in Jesus, now that's not just an intellectual belief. It's not like, oh, I believe this is true, but it's a relationship, right? Trusting, believing, depending upon Jesus with your life. If you do that, then you have eternal life now. It's yours. And if you have it already, John wrote this book. He wrote this entire book so that you can know that you have it. And so all of the circular kind of logic, not circular logic, but the way that he keeps going back and forth over like repeating himself, keeps on talking about the same kind of stuff. And even the exhortations in this passage, they're for the sake of eternal life. And eternal life is not just meant to be like, oh, we're going to live forever. It's the good life. It's being with Jesus. It's not being with God himself, like being one with him, knowing him, being in his presence. And so when he talks about stuff like fighting against idolatry, fighting against sin, all these things, it's not just because those things are bad or evil, but it's because those things lead us away from the eternal life that we have already. And it's only through Jesus that we can have that life. There's nothing else in this world that can satisfy like Jesus. There's no other source of eternal and good life besides Jesus. And this is why John wrote this book, and this is why it's important for us to read it, is to be in his word, to know that we have this eternal life, not just in the future, but right now. We can be with God right now. Let us pray that we will receive and hold on to this eternal life, and that we'll find this joy in being with him. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for this book of 1 John And there's so much packed into it. There's so many things that are repeated and said. But ultimately, we know, God, that you want us to have eternal life through Jesus. And Lord, I pray that we will receive it, that we will hold on to it. We will fight against idolatry and sin. And instead, we will find that you are the true and only source of goodness and love and life. Jesus, we declare you are the way, the truth, and the life, and we hold on to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.